This is Stephen J. Manning. This talk is on a topic critical to everybody who has ever had a job, has one now, and those who own their own businesses. How to get a raise now. Don't throw anything at your screen. Yes, there are exceptions of people who don't want one, some even real, meaning somewhat understandable. And then some that were fundamentally disingenuous, frankly phony. Let me elaborate. Can you see yourself, working family members, friends, colleagues, saying they are just super fine with their pay and do not need a raise? Perhaps if they are institutionalized or do very little for their pay already and rather not risk losing a great and incredibly easy way to earn a living. On the other hand, there are a couple categories of people who work a job as a means to much greater benefit elsewhere. I know people who work for that symbolic, $1 a day, $1 a year, even some presidents. Very, very few of those people are truly altruistic. They do the job for greater benefit than that to themselves. True enough, most of those people already have means to support themselves and their families. Then there are those who work for little compensation and do not want the raise because of compensation they derive elsewhere, like marketing themselves and their services elsewhere, marketing-related products like newsletters, books, speaking engagements, and so on. Here was a reality check for me early in my career, in my mid-20s. I told the two co-chairmen of the company I worked for that I needed a raise. At that time, there was a small, growing enterprise, still netting the boys a couple million dollars each that year. Parenthetic to this, when I left that business in my 30s, I was headed to $1 billion a year at never less than 3% after-tax profit. I relate that to illustrate that the two boys I referenced a minute ago earned $500 million in ordinary income the last 10 years I headed the enterprise. Back to my big ask for a small raise because I needed one. The boys told me that was the worst way I could have asked. In fact, had I just asked for a loan, they would have gladly given me one. Really, I wanted to earn it. Quote, everybody needs more money, end quote, they told me, including them. Not too many years later, I wondered how many more massive homes and art collections and real estate around the world are legitimate needs for more salary, even wanting to make more money just to make charitable donations. Let me get into the do's and don'ts and musts and finally absolute must-nots. Actionable knowledge for all of us who work for a living. Some questions and reality checks for you. Do you need more money? Do you want more money? Do you deserve more money? What have you done to get more money? If you succeeded, how and why? If you failed, well, that is why you are listening to this. Let me restate the golden rule. Do not ever ask for a raise because you need the money. You are shouting at the windstorm. You are doing two things. One, you are devaluing your worth and relevance and the value of your contribution to your employer. And two, in my experience, you are really, sorry for this, ticking off your boss. So, if you have ever read anything I have written or talked on or spoke in relevant to the business, well, actually relevant to just about every aspect of life, you already know that sooner or later, in this talk and others, I will hammer home the need to do homework on why, when, and how to ask for a raise. How much homework? Never enough. And remember, if you are a shameless researcher, as I profess to be, you will reach out to people who know, even barely, and perhaps experts you are aware of, and ask for guidance. Trust that exceptional help is there for the taking. Just reach out. Now, nuts and bolts, starting with being prepared. What is a fair salary for your position? And that in context of your industry and how your company fits into that. There are different pay scales in private versus government, size, geography, and much more. Then about you, your experience, tenure, specific expertise. How abundant or scarce is that expertise? Next, clear understanding of your contribution to your team and to the overall contribution of your team and to the enterprise. Next, make certain that you formulate a plan of action, a complete of action. If you are not comfortable with that, do what I and many really focused negotiators do. Yes, this is a very important negotiation for you. Write it all out. Then ask some smart people you know, friends, family, even colleagues who are not directly involved or have an agenda of their own, to sit with you and listen, evaluate, shoot holes into, eviscerate, contribute to your pitch. Then rewrite it and rehearse it. There is no need to get creative on the spot with your boss. Here are some things you should not do. Note I am starting with the don'ts, the negatives. Right. Why start out with handicapping yourself? Do not just spring a discussion, much less a request for a raise, on your boss. Catching your boss by surprise will by definition work against you. Schedule a meeting and let your boss know that you would like to discuss your compensation and that you think there are good and valid reasons for such a meeting and the timing of it, and express your appreciation for their guidance up to that time and for their continued support. Very important. Be mindful that there's a right and wrong time for most things. Asking for a raise at the wrong time is just about always a quick no. You know what I mean. Asking for a raise when your company has financial difficulties, amid layovers, and so on. Remember that no matter how good you are at your job, how much you contribute, you cannot squeeze water out of a stone. Perhaps the company just cannot afford to give you a raise. I know. It is just a raise for you. How many times have I heard senior management say to people relative to any policy deviations? If we do that for you, we have to do that for everybody. And that is just not possible. Also, none of us are indispensable. Starting with the chairman of the board to, well, everybody in the company. 2, do not be negative. Do not complain. Be professional and very positive when asking for a raise. Do not be emotional, disrespectful, arrogant. Remember, you did the homework. You prepared your best pitch and rehearsed that. Stay on point. Do not be vague. Be specific about your supports, what you're asking for a raise and why. And again, what, why, how, much, and why now. Focus on your goal and how the best to get there. Do not have unreasonable expectations. That also means you cannot be inflexible. Remember, the boss can fire you, but you cannot fire your boss. And again, remember the homework you have done. That is your guidance. 4, never ask for a raise because you need the money. Only because you have earned it and all the good reasons why. 5, never compare yourself to others in your department or company. That will alienate the decision makers that are relevant. Here's a mannerism for you. This is not a horse race. You're not racing against others. Your goal is to run your own race the best way you can. That is how you win. 5, don't ever make ultimatums. Threaten to quit if you don't get a raise. That is an insurance policy to accomplish 2 things. First, your request will be denied. Once you put the other side in a take it or leave it corner, they have 2 options. First, to fight out from there. Is that what you want your boss to do? Never. or second, they give in to your demand. That is an insurance policy that you type with the company's limited. The boss and the company will know where you come from and surely work to replace you. Of course, again, remember that your manager has the problem to fire you. I know I said that I would start with the absolute don'ts. Yes, I've given a bunch of do's with those, some recounting of those, and a bit more coming now. One, oh no, you say, is Stephen going to lecture us on homework again? You said to yourself, yes, consider yourselves lectured again. Two, explain why you deserve a raise, your accomplishments, development, contribution to your team, department. Cite where and how you might have exceeded expectations with your performance. Perhaps you have undertaken additional responsibilities, including the increased supervisorial duties. You might have completed some education, tracks, or received professional certifications that the company can benefit from. Focus on merits and benefits for your company and therefore for you at the same time, not one without the other. Be specific about how much of a raise you're asking for. You will be reasonable having done your research beforehand to find out what a fair salary is for your position and experience level. Also, how you perform vis-a-vis your goals. 4. Express your absolute belief that you will continue to grow in your job and at least meet all expectations. In fact, you will always strive to exceed those. Finally, you are ready to undertake more work and assume more responsibilities. 5. Be willing to negotiate. Your manager may not be able to give you the exact raise you asked for, but they may be willing to compromise. That speaks volumes about your commitment to the job and the company. Remember, there's always a tomorrow. Your management will remember that you were a company person, even when it came to personal benefits to you. 6. Be prepared to have a discussion with your manager on clarification of your goals and the company's expectations from you. It is amazing how frequently employees do not know the high points of expectations by their bosses. Not today. Understanding all that will certainly work to get you your next raise. Thank you for listening. Please know that I offer all this with my best wishes to you for success in life and business. Again, I'm Stephen J. Manning. You can listen to more of my talks, also other podcasts and interviews everywhere on the internet. Hope you read my new book, The Business of Life, Taking a Wrecking Ball to Conventions and Norms in Search of Independent Thought. You can read about my writing at stephenjmanning.com. Also various published columns and essays posted there. You can parse information about my agency work at fymc.com. Please give a look at the Our Clients tab for some of the fine enterprises in my portfolio clients. There are a number of Fortune 50 companies, including a Fortune 10 client, who are not listed. They prefer to not make public the names of their principal advisors. Feel free to reach out by mail, sjmanning@fymc.com, SNJR initials. Make my pillars of success yours.